Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lawrence gets the snap. Lawrence, deep drop. Lawrence scrambling forward. Lawrence is going to go down. Hunter again. The game of his life. The hat trick in sacks following the backfield blast. Daniil is on fire.
On fire indeed. 3.5 of them things in this game. That's right. That's right. Daniil Hunter had himself a game and a half. He was one of many who had games. And so which players and or moments will etch themselves in Texans lore after a big 36-29 comeback victory? That's the question of the day. Let us know what your answers are, what you're thinking on the text line, 713-572-4610.
I mean, I'll state the obvious one. I know there's a bunch, that, and I know you guys have some, but that Davis Mills, first of all, this is one of those games where you're just going to be able to say 29-10. You know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you know, remember that 29-10? You know, Texans were losing, and you won't have to say anything else. Like, to me, that's part of the lore, is just 29-10.
Yeah, when you can shorthand it.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, what will be the I mean, it's going to be the Davis Mills game.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Right, I was like,
I'll be the Captain Obvious here.
Yeah, 29-10 is there, but we're just going to say the Davis Mills game.
The Mills run. The Mills run, I mean, that's the stuff of legend. And I'm not trying to, you know, go in all kinds of weird places. Davis Mills this, Davis Mills that. Oh, could
CJ Stroud.
Could CJ have done that? I mean, I've heard that already.
Texas need to start Davis Mills for the rest of the season.
I'm not saying that.
We'll get there.
What I am saying.
It's a conversation that probably needs to be had.
It will be had at some point. Yep. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But someday we'll have that. That run was legendary. Absolutely legendary.
Yeah. I know that Trent Brown was talking in the locker room, and he was like, it was almost telepathic that he was like, run, Davis.
Yeah.
Sacrifice your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Davis went and did it, right?
Put his head down.
I think we all, yeah. Texan, 713-572-4610, where were you, like, mentally in that moment when you're looking up? Because I'm seeing there's time, but mm-hmm. nothing is coming open.
Right.
And I'm just like, what is he going to do? All right, step up. And then he steps up, and then he's stepping up, not looking like he's still trying to find somewhere to go. He's running. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Go pick up that first. Wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Get there, big fella.
Yeah.
Go, giraffe. It was just like a skyscraper running. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like to me.
Did you see the smiles on the sideline afterward?
Oh,
like,
man.
They were just like, Davis, you did it. I can't believe you did it. Just laughing and giggling and slapping him on the back and everything. I'm curious. There were a lot of moments in this that are going to be remembered. I'm curious what you guys are thinking.
Give me, what's tough is like, it's like a collection of moments,
mm-hmm.
but it's just all of the red zone. It's all of the like touchdowns, mm-hmm. In the fourth quarter where you go Higgins jump ball. You get, Schultz jump ball. Actually, I say all the touchdowns. Don't forget the 2-point conversion of Nico Collins give you a one-handed catch. Is the Stingley interception also in here?
It's on my list. You talk about ball skills. Like scooping it underneath, rolling, catching it. at the same time, I think that's one of the moments. I think that's one of the moments that is going to etch itself into the fabric of this game, but also it's going to be one of the highlights when we recap Derek Stingley's career. That play is going to be shown.
And the funny thing about that interception, interestingly enough, is I think that that was probably quietly a super important play because that's like near the end of the second quarter. I believe there's like a minute left in the first half. And as we've talked about, Cam Little could knock it down from a far away. That would put them right about field goal range. Actually, no, they were right about probably the furthest extents of his field goal range.
They were there.
And then if they get that probably, what is that, like a 7-yard pass, whatever, they're probably nice in a nice space where they feel comfortable running Cam Little out there. And 23-10 is a little different than 20-10 at the half. Not saying that I'm not trying to make the, you know, the claim that this would have been absolutely insurmountable, but that absolutely that colors the conversation just a little bit. That's a huge interception to keep this keep them tethered, keep them kind of close in this.
Yeah. Figure, do you have any moments that just immediately stood out?
I think the one I thought about was the highlight that we came in with Danielle Hunter, just three sacks, because it's like, man, this is what they brought him in to do.
Yep.
And I know he didn't have – I think that was his first three-sack game as a Texan, I want to say.
Yes.
But that's the type of production we was looking for, man. I think Will Anderson had an okay game too. But, man, that's the Danielle Hunter from Minnesota. That's the one I was – that's the one that come to my mind.
In a weird way, it was kind of a, he's been here for a while and made incredible plays, but wasn't it also kind of like a sort of a coming out moment for Danielle? Even though he's been here and made a bunch of plays?
I think so. Right? It's tough, too, because, you know, the Houston Texans kind of had a hard time getting at the quarterback the last couple years, but this was that. Oh, that's why y'all signed.
Yes.
Okay, this is what y'all get.
Well, I mean, it was his podium moment. It was his step into the spotlight moment. He's been one of the best pass rushers this season. But he went from 4 sacks to 7.5 sacks. He went from down there on the rankings of sacks. I think he's tied for second most sacks in the National Football League right now, just off the strength of that game. And it, as evidenced by what I'm talking about, 4 sacks in those previous how many games? 8 games. He had had some quiet times over the last few games. Like it had felt like I know that in conversation. I know I've talked with Cody Stutes, where he's like, "Hey man, it'd be nice if they both show up together because it was. It felt like it was all the Will Anderson games happening a whole bunch, and Danielle like stepping into the four and being like, "No, I am going to be the guy that makes all of these plays. I am going to be the boogeyman for Trevor Lawrence in this game." That was absolutely massive. Yeah, the 3.5 sack game for Danielle Hunter is going to loom large, in particular because he's a guy that kind of is fairly quiet in his production. It was cool to see it be really, really loud in this moment.
I have another couple that were, I think, especially the second one, if I were a Jags fan, I would be livid about. But the first one, I mean, the Rankins return. The Rankins return, big man scoring a touchdown. You're going to be able to see, if you were at the game especially, you're going to be able to relive just how giddy, you know, as he's rumbling down the field, you were. It's over. Texans win. Big man scores a touchdown. Here's the one that, obviously, it's not necessarily etched in Texans lore. I mean, maybe it is. But that pass interference down the right sideline against the Jags, I thought that was just two players, you know, kind of hand fighting as the ball's about to, I think, set up the Texans about the two or three yard line.
Yeah, that one was a real like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Call. There was some, I thought there were some bad calls in this game. And of course, I say that even still, understand that the Texans won. I thought that one was a bad call. I thought the Henry Toto'o pass interference that ultimately gave them a new set of downs close to the end zone was a bad call. But yeah, like I'm with you there. That was the Christian Kirk wheel route that you're talking
That's
about.
That's what it was, yeah.
Where the ball was behind him, but the...
They were just kind of...
Just a little hand fight, but he did have the... Defender did have the arm down, but it was like, yeah, I'm with you there. Can we talk about... Yes, I see you 713. I see you 832. How about one big man, Trent Brown?
Dude, I didn't know he was going to be able to finish the game.
I didn't either.
But he did, and he was... Davis Mills, especially which touchdown was it? Was it the, I forget which one. I mean, all day.
Yeah.
Like, all day to stand back.
That, I think that one is probably the Schultz touchdown that you're talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say Schultz, so I think it must have been that one.
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic job. There's only one play that he was visibly like really bad on in my memory. And I think that was, he was trying to cut block Trayvon Walker and Trayvon Walker just skirts past him. I think that's the one that Dalton Schultz is capable of getting the ball away. If memory serves, it might not be. There was another one where Trayvon Walker goes entirely unblocked, but that one felt like it was just a bad numbers situation on the front.
Yeah.
He was really good. And remember, he's how many months coming off of a patellar tendon tear? One of those things that a decade ago would have ended your career straight like that.
Yeah.
He's made his way back at an advanced age, coming off of, you know, really, he hadn't done much, stepping in and immediately being of great import to this team and step in. I didn't even know he was going to start.
Yeah.
I thought they'd start Blake Fisher.
We'll talk more
about that, because there's more questions with the offensive line, but he was one of the ones that you absolutely got to salute, because he stepped up and really, really made a big deal, or, you know, handled things really well.
All right. So this may not be lore, but I think in a few years we might look back at this game and point to it for this guy. Did Tay Ursary lock up left tackle?
I mean, Tay Ursary already had left tackle locked up.
In terms of confidence level and his, you know, growth and all, because we would still have some time, some times when we would go, I don't know. But I mean,
the tough thing about it is forecasting forward. I think he's got a really, really good future in front of him. Mm-hmm. So the idea of like in Texans lore is tough for me to see. However, he had a fantastic game. If for no other reason, which of course there are a lot of other reasons. That big boy rumbling is fun when the big number 79. There was a nice little pin pull. I think that was actually the touchdown that Woody Marsh scores on the left side on that little toss, a little pin pull. Hey, he get outside, and it just, I feel bad for all them small boys and cornerbacks and safeties that's out there, because big number 79, not only is he out there and he's capable of blocking, he runs.
Yeah.
He moves. And Josh Hines-Allen didn't do a damn thing in this game.
No. In fact, you know, just sort of rubbernecking and looking, taking pleasure in the Jaguars' misery. I was listening to some audio from the Jaguars' perspective. Boy, they were torching him. They were like, "Where's 41?" I mean, just absolutely blistering him.
Can I give? And of course, we'll have opportunity to have more love for all these guys. I don't know if this is a lore type thing, but this did feel like a little bit of a takeover point for Woody Marks.
Oh yes, Woody Marks. He's the number one running back now, isn't he?
It feels like it. I mean, if you looked at the snap count, and the one thing I do think is in lore, of course, is in the context of Davis Mills running for a touchdown. On that play, I immediately look up and I go, oh, Woody Marks deserves a lot of credit.
Great block.
You talk about the block, but even just the wherewithal as a rookie to go, this defender is running with me. I see my guy going. Rather than just trying to block
him,
just run him off the field. Like, run. He will follow you because he's not looking back for that quarterback. They didn't have a thought in their mind that Davis Mills will run.
Yeah.
Just keep running. He'll run with you, and then he turns around, boxes him out, touchdown, baby. A big victory for the Houston Texans. A lot of credit. But, of course, I think the real winner here is clearly the Davis Mills game. Right?
Davis Mills.
This one, when you talk about lore, the lore is going to be there for in the Texans, in the history of the Texans, as Davis Mills going to win in a big time game. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where as good of a day as it was, there was one thing that could have made it a little better that didn't come through, which was a game in Germany. We'll talk about that more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.